And at 7:36, it's good morning to Des Cahill.
Good morning, Audrey. And of course, the Rugby World Cup quarterfinal dominating the sports news. The Irish team will have their captain's run in Tokyo in half an hour's time. Their final spin ahead of tomorrow's quarterfinal against New Zealand. Rory Best leading the Irish team as they bid to reach their first ever World Cup semi-final. The match kicks off at 11:15. It'll be live here on Radio 1 and RTE Television. Now, sometimes we look on the All Blacks as these seasoned World Cup assassins, but their players get nervous too. Let's hear from New Zealand winger Sevu Reece as he talks about the game and the prospect of playing in a World Cup quarterfinal.
I still can't find the words to describe the feelings and all the emotions that, you know, that I'm like, and I'm having right now. And you know, it's, but, and you know, I'm here now, so you know, I'm just real grateful and real blessed to be here.
Do you treat it like any other game, or do you treat it like a special game?
Yeah, it's sort of a bit of both, and I try and treat it just like another game, but at the same time, you know, it's knockout stage, so you know, whoever loses this weekend, you know, you're going to be on the plane the next day, and you know, you sort of have that little, you know, that drives you, you know, even more. You know, you sort of just want to make sure you, you know, do everything right so you could earn another week training.
How much has a guy like Richie Mwanga taken you under his wing? He was talking about before, you know, didn't think we'd be here at this point of the year, and you are. How much has he, I guess, taken you under his wing, not only in the All Blacks, but I suppose the Crusaders back when you first came in?
Yeah, you know, like Richie, yeah, like, yeah, he's a really special person to me, you know, like personally, like, you know, it's sort of, you know, we started off as, you know, like just friends, and, you know, just, you sort of, you know, ended up becoming like, you know, it's like, it's pretty much like a big brother to me. And you know, when I first moved down to Crusaders, yeah, and I was, you know, he's a great man, and he's always just making sure that, you know, whatever's given to me, you know, he's always there to make sure that I'm doing it right, and just, you know, he's always checking up on me, making sure that you know, I'm settling well, and just that, you know, if I ever need anything or any help, you know, he's always there. So no, he's definitely become a sort of big brother to me, which has been real awesome.
It's a really young back line that the All Blacks are putting out this week. You know, Jack, Anton, yourself, George, they're all really young. I suppose, I think Aaron might be the oldest in the back line. How do you, I guess, use that youthfulness as well as, I guess, also tempering that with you know, what you need to do in a knockout game?
Yeah, you know, like, yeah, like you said, it's just all young, you know, all young boys out there. But in saying that, you know, we've got experience, you know, we've got Bodie at fullback, you know, we've got Aaron at halfback, and you know, we've got Anton and, you know, in the midfield, and Jack. Yeah, and it's just young, you know, all those boys there, you know, full of energy, and just you know, I just can't wait to see, you know, all the excitement and the energy that they're going to bring out, and you know, knowing, yeah, the kind of people they are, you know, they're just going to come out firing and just yes, give it their best.
What are you expecting out of the Irish back line? And I suppose, have you been working on the high balls and everything that they might sort of take use against you this week?
Yeah, well, you know, we've seen that, you know, in their game, you know, they kick a lot, and you know, that's, you know, this whole week we've been training, got a few high balls under our belts, myself and Bridgie, and all the other outsiders as well. You know, we're just, so come Saturday, there's no excuses for anything.
It's finally, it's been a long time since the last game. How have you used that, or how have you had to change your preparation personally to get you ready for this week?
Yeah, you know, it was sort of good. You know, we, just the bodies, you know, got, you know, that extra time to refresh and, you know, get back to 110%. And yeah, no preparation, everything, you know, our coaches and the trainers, you know, they came up with a great plan, you know, so we could come this Saturday and everyone's ready to go.
That's Sevu Reece. Makes you realise they're just ordinary fellas before we go into that match. We'll get Eddie O'Sullivan's verdict on it later in the programme. Now, ahead of Sunday's quarterfinals, Wales have named their team this morning. Centre Jonathan Davies and fly half Dan Biggar returned to the team. They had been injured. Winger George North has also shaken off an ankle knock, so Warren Gatland names the same team that accounted for Pool D rivals Australia last month. There's live soccer action tonight. Bohemians will be hoping to clinch a European place for next season when they go to St Pat's. The game at Inchicore is live on RTE2. Elsewhere, Cork City host the champions Dundalk. Shamrock Rovers go to ECD. Finharps play Waterford. There's a game of big significance in the First Division where Cabinteely host Drogheda United in the first leg of their promotion playoff. The game at Stradbroke kicks off at 7:45. Mark Allen qualified for the last 16 of Snooker's English Open. He beat Louis Heathcote 4-1. He'll now play Barry Hawkins, who had a 4-2 victory over Fergal O'Brien. In golf, Gavin Moynihan is well placed going into today's second round of the French Open in Paris. A 3-under par round of 68 sees Moynihan sit on 3 shots behind the leaders, George Coetzee and Ryan Fox. Paul Dunne, who's battling to retain his tour card, is well off the pace on 6 over. The Irish women's hockey team were beaten 1-0 by Korea in Abbottstown last night. The Irish men's cricketers take on Hong Kong today in the T20 World Cup qualifiers. And racing this evening is in Dundalk, where the first race is at 5:15.